stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits public affairs and information program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits 92.7, 95.3, and joining us on the Street Beat is Bob Fitzsimmons, Chief Bob Fitzsimmons of the Baileyville Police Department. Tell us all about Stuff the Bus event happening this Saturday at the Walmart in Calais from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Lupe. How are you?
Good. So go ahead and tell us what we need to know about Stuff the Bus, the event this year.
Well, let's see. This Saturday morning at the Walmart parking lot from 9 to 3, we'll be collecting toys and clothes for the folks that in the whole county may need a hand with this year for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So people come from all, even Machias and all the way up...
Yeah, we had folks come last year that needed a hand from Machias, Eastport, Lubec, Danforth. So from one end of the county to,
that's good.
To five Machias. So we had 444 kids was the count last year that we were able to help. So that was great.
Wow. So tell us what's special about this event this year.
Restores my faith in humanity every year.
Yeah.
There's a great story, and there are many stories each year that come with Stuff the Bus. And it's just, when you see the parents come in that you know struggle, and when they see I call it the toy room,
mm-hmm.
and the tears start sliding down their cheeks because they know they're going to be able to pick up a few things here that's going to make their kid have a little better Christmas. So we're happy to do that.
Yeah, and you have it dedicated this year to someone special.
We do. We're doing this in love and memory of Dawn Smith. She passed away not too long ago, and Dawn had what she refers to as Dawn's Darlings, and those are the young ladies that that enter the pageants, and she put them through the paces for that. But what she tried to instill with each one of these kids is community service,
mm-hmm.
and that goes along with me. So, every year we've had them come down to drop off donations and leave things or give us a hand. And this year when they come down, anybody, doesn't matter how old they are anymore, that if Dawn helped you, please stop by. And my wife has a decorated box and some Christmas cards that you can write your memories of Dawn on those, and we'll give that to her family at the end of the day after everything's all done. So they get to read those special stories from those kids about Dawn, and hopefully that'll bring a little bit of a smile to their face this year when they read those stories and are able to talk to each other about that.
Nice. So let's get into Stuff the Bus and give us some ideas of things we could bring to give.
Gifts for kids young and old, and we always have a trouble filling the older spots, the teens and preteens, the things that they may need or want. It's easy to go in and grab a pull toy for a little kid, but it takes sometimes a little thought to say, hey, what does the 12, 13, 14-year-old kid need? And you'll be surprised by the times that I get requests for socks and deodorant, toothpaste, and those types of items for that age. There's certainly a need out here every year.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a few wrestlers that need the deodorant.
You're welcome, hon. That's good.
All right. So can people just bring cash or checks? And if they bring checks, who should they make them out to?
Yeah, with cash or checks, we have a special deposit bag for those, and the checks can be made out to Stuff the Bus.
Nice. We already talked about some of the items that you might need more of. Is there something you don't really want?
Yeah, this event isn't for used items.
Mm-hmm.
We can get those donated at different times, but these are the ones for the parents to come in and make sure there's something that's wrapped underneath the tree for the kid when they get up that's brand sparkling new. Not that they wouldn't be happy with getting some of the things that people bring in, but this is just a different kind of event than that.
Mm-hmm. You want it to be a little special, brand new. That makes sense. All right. So tell us a little bit about the crew that helps you out each year.
I never know who's going to show up, but there's always the same folks every year, and they love to come to this and help out. Todd Smith from Border Patrol, Billy Nichols from Indian Township. You've been there. Jeff Demons has been there. But don't let that hold everybody back. We'll keep them in the background. And the things that make this special are the people that come back. And this year we've got some scouts that are going to come help. We've got firefighters that are going to help us unload. Everybody pitches into this.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who you are, what you do. If you want to come down to Walmart on Saturday and give us a hand, we'd love to have you.
You'll hear all kinds of things. Maybe some people singing songs and dancing. And
yeah, I'll stay away from both of those.
Nice. All right. So we're getting ready to go here. Do you have anything to add? And you can go ahead and cover the times again and let everybody know when it is, where it is, and all that.
Yeah, it's 9 to 3 on Saturday at the Calis Walmart. And what I want folks to realize is you don't need to be, I'll put it this way, I never ask where you're from when you donate to Stuff the Bus, and I will never ask where you're from if you come here to get some help. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah.
Just reach out if you need us. We're here. We have so many generous donations, and we're very proud to do this.
Yeah, and you start giving it right out pretty quick, right?
Yeah, Monday morning, 9 o'clock, we'll open the doors here at the town office, and we'll bring folks in, and we ask that you mask up, and come on in, we'll help you create some Christmas magic.
All right, well, thank you for being on today.
Loopy, I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem, and I'll see if I can repost that video.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, so they can see the fun we had last year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, well, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
All right, take care, Lupe. Thanks.
Yep, bye.
Bye.
And that was Chief Bob Fitzsimmons of the Baileyville Police Department. This is Lupe. You're listening to Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Thanks for listening.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
Perfect for shopping, decorating, or wrapping presents.
Presents for Christmas?
We're your soundtrack for the holiday season. Classic Hits 92.7 and 95.3.